I think today it's supposed to be like 60 degrees.
Which is weird because Monday morning when I got up, it was 21.
Yeah, and don't fret. I think it's supposed to be like 11 and then 12 on Friday and Saturday.
What?
Yeah, something crazy like that. But I think at least today we're going to get a taste of springtime.
Wow.
What are you like most looking forward to about the change of weather in spring?
Not having to wear like mittens and several layers of clothes when I go running.
Oof.
Because I'm running with our dog now. And so there's just a lot of stuff to carry, like leashes. And are you doing that thing where you whisper because I can't hear very well?
What?
You're talking to the audience without me? You guys are hanging out without me?
Yeah.
I'm having like me FOMO and Corey, you on mean? My own podcast.
Me and Corey are just hanging out.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward. Also, the last spring that we had was so pretty. And like,
it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I had this, I don't even know if it's real, but I had this thought as it was happening, like, oh man, maybe because there's so much less travel, everybody was on lockdown, mm-hmm. like on the planet, and way more intense than we are right now. And like, no one was really going anywhere. And
right.
So there's just less fossil fuels happening. And I was just like, man, is the world just kind of breathing, like the planet Earth breathing a sigh of relief? Like, oh,
what's that? Wasn't there like a zombie movie about how the world takes over or something? Like the world fights back the Earth.
I don't know.
I thought there was. Wasn't there like a Brad Pitt movie or something like that?
That's a different movie. That's World War Z. And I accidentally started that on Netflix one day.
I think that's the movie. You didn't finish it.
I did finish it.
I thought you didn't.
Oh, no. I started it.
I thought you hate zombie movies.
Well, okay. I started it because I love Brad Pitt movies.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, it's Brad. I'll watch it. He's yeah. awesome. And as soon as I started it and the zombies were sprinting like faster than regular humans, I was like, I've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
But I couldn't stop watching it because it enthralled me yeah. at the same time.
Yeah, I would say my zombie battle plan is like, find Joe, get in his boat, ride that thing out.
That's a great battle plan.
Yeah, for sure. Like, hey, we're bringing fishing rods. We're getting in your boat. We'll eat. We'll live.
What if the fish become zombies? Like,
ooh, well, I've been eating zombified fish my whole life. We live in Oak Ridge.
So Joe said he's going to take me and Anna out on the boat sometime maybe this week, because he said there's this thing happening with the dam right now where, like, he's like, I know a place where you can go get, like, you can pull as many white bass out of the water as your arms can handle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thing that's happening. It's a very specific time of year. It's a very specific thing with the generator and the dam. And, like, we will go to this one spot, and you'll put the line in, you'll pull a fish out.
Yeah, it'd be really fun.
That's amazing.
It's so fun.
I don't understand stuff like that, but yeah, that's a good zombie battle plan. What's your, like, I'm excited about this for spring?
I don't know, because I'm like I love the idea of snow. I love snow. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and honestly, this has been like a really cold winter, if you think about it. Like, we haven't had these like
yeah.
50, 60 days in a row, you know. Today yeah. like, today's probably gonna be the first one in a while where it's like, whoa, it's too warm today. And then it's going to get cold again. So I've been anticipatory for snow all winter, mm-hmm. but then I don't know. It always, every winter for like the past 10 years, I feel like it reaches a point where it's like, you know what? It's February and it's 55 degrees.
Yeah.
The days are still short. It's raining. This sucks. Like, let's get out of this. You know, like, it's too cold still, but there's no chance of snow and nothing's blooming. But then all the daffodils pop up and you're like, no, you're going to die.
Guys, wait.
Yeah, just like, please. Which, whatever. But I think I'm like, I have like this whole grand idea of how I'm going to landscape my yard this year. I've already got it mapped out in my head.
And my yard?
Yeah, and your yard and Joseph and Gabby's yard. I've been doing theirs. Well, I guess I started yours earlier. I started yours in like August maybe or yeah. September.
Whatever it was, it was like the longest, hardest I've physically worked in a long time, and I was dead at the end of the day.
Yeah. It looks amazing, except there's no plants there, but it looks amazing. Joseph and Gabby's, I've done like one Saturday a month for like 3 months. Yeah. Just chugging along, but it's tough, but it's really fun. I love to do landscaping stuff, but I also have like, I'm going to build a retaining wall. I'm going to build a staircase in my backyard out of stone. I'm going to plant. I have like this whole idea of what flowers are going here. And then what's going up here? Like, I'm so excited.
Right.
I'm just so excited. I'm also really excited for my drive to work because the sun will come up and it's just that drive on Pellissippi.
Yes.
Where it's red, like buds, red buds and daffodils, yeah, everywhere. And it's beautiful for like a month. You know, it's just like, gosh, this is gorgeous.
I love that drive. I love that piece. Just those little hillsides. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's really nice. This is a beautiful place to live when, at all times of the year, but when things start coming back to life, it's a really, really pretty place to live.
Yeah, it is. We live in a beautiful little corner of the country.
Yeah. So when everything gets back to normal, those of you who listen, who live somewhere else, come visit us.
Yeah.
Come hang out.
Come on.
Welcome to please. Ancient and New. This is a Bible study podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I say Bible study. It's just a Bible reflection podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever studied the Bible with anyone.
We're not studying.
No, we just say
saying,
like,
okay, turn in your
this
Bible
is a thing. Yeah.
Do you want to kick us off?
Sure, I'd love to. Just in all candidness, I feel like I've gone through like a, I feel like a week of like, you know, in my quiet time, like, oh, that was cool. You know, like that type of thing. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Just like, no, that was good.
Okay. Yeah, but like, are you saying like nothing's like rocking your world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until today a little bit. And I was super grateful for it. I was just like,
nice.
My eyes filled with tears driving here because I read this. It was one of those things where it was like, I read this thing in my devotional that I'm reading. And then I listened to this thing on Spotify. It's called 30 Days in the Psalms.
Yeah.
And I don't listen to it every day. It's been like 60 days in the Psalms. I'll just be like, oh yeah, I'm going to listen to that one today.
It's going
to
become
like,
90 days. In
the yeah. Psalms. I just like, it's not been like this is part of my routine. It's like, oh, I've got 3 minutes on this drive. I'm just going to pop it in. I needed this right now. And it's really cool. Cause it's read by, I think she's a Scottish lady and she has, it's yeah, just a really,
that makes everything better.
Psalm. It's like so cool. I think it's awesome.
Did you know, by the way, before you get started, did you know that Jack has been using an Australian accent at the house?
I know he does a British accent. Sometimes.
Yeah, well, he does that, but now he's like started to do this Australian accent like all the time.
Really? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's really,
he's
really
so funny.
It's really funny. Like and Nora will be like, "Stop." And I just like smile. I just think it's so much fun.
That's hilarious.
I love that. Sorry, go ahead. Are you going to the Psalms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First time in a while I've visited the Psalm. We're going to Psalm 74, which also I had a hint of an idea that we had done this recently.
That's one of the memes on this show. Is,
yeah.
I talked about this maybe 4 weeks ago.
You did?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm saying that concept that we just did.
I thought you did. I really did. Someone did recently. But like, so I read this in my...
Someone. There's only two of us.
Yeah, you're right. The other person who guest stars on our show sometimes. That's surprising that we don't have an alter ego guest star at this point. But anyways, I like read this in my little devotional and then it was the Psalm of the 30 days. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, there was like a thing that there was just like a little theme in it that stood out to me and I was super grateful for it.
Yeah.
And it was encouraging. So I'm going to kind of bounce around a little bit. The thing that stood out to me is this felt a little bit like if you read it, it would feel, I think a lot of people would like hold hands with it. Just like, I feel a lot of this right now. Like there's a lot of, in which I'll dive into this, but just like a feeling of like, hey, have you forgotten us? Do you remember us? You know that we're down here and things are not going super great.
Yeah.
And I've talked about this with you this week. It's been a year. Like we're at the
right
1 year point with COVID, you know, like
yeah,
you said it the other day, the first American death was like last a couple weekend. Days ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it did something to me. I hadn't realized how long it had been until you said that.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that took all the wind out of my sails. for some reason. It was just like, that's deflating. I can't believe that. So here we go. I'm going to start in verse 4 actually, and I'm going to bounce around. Your foes roared in the place where you met with us. They set up their standards as signs. They behaved like men wielding axes to cut through a thicket of trees. They smashed all the carved paneling with their axes and hatchets. They burned your sanctuary to the ground. They defiled the dwelling place of your name. They said in their hearts, "We will crush them completely." And they burned every place where God was worshipped in the land. And then it says, like, we are given no signs from God, no prophets are left, and none of us knows how long this will be. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. But God is my king from long ago. He brings salvation on the earth. It was you who split open the seas by your power. You broke the heads of the monster in the waters. It was you who crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave it as food to the creatures of the desert. It was you who opened up springs and streams. You dried up the ever-flowing rivers. The day is yours, and yours also the night. You established the sun and moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. Remember how the enemy has mocked you, Lord, how foolish people have reviled your name. I don't really know what that word means, but whatever. Do not hand over the life of your dove to wild beasts. Do not forget the lives you have afflicted people forever. No, sorry. Do not forget the lives of your afflicted people forever. Have regard for your covenant, because haunts of violence fill the dark places of the land. There's just this like sadness and darkness and like all this stuff is going on. And like, where are you? You know, you've got like your foes roared in the place where you met with us. God, why have you rejected us forever?
Right.
Like there's just like this whole,
that thing in verse 9 about none of us knows how long this will be.
Yeah.
That there, got me.
It's just like, whoa, like there's this list of like, gosh, these are all feelings that I think at some point in the past year, some of us have felt. There's like distinct parts in the psalm to me. There's that, there's the rejection and the depression and the sadness and the anxiety. All of it is like balled up at the beginning of this. And then it turns and there's a, but God is my king from long ago. He brings salvation on the earth. Mm. And then this psalmist, I think it's Asaph, is like remembering things about God. You know, like, wait, it was you who did this.
Yeah, that's
it
a
was
cool,
you who did this.
That's a cool refrain.
Yeah, and then it crushed the heads of Leviathan. You know, like, Leviathan is in this somehow.
Right, yeah.
You know, like some sea creature.
It's a little cameo.
Yeah. And then Leviathan fed people in the fed creatures in the desert, which I'm like, whoa, that is so crazy. It just like a list of, it was you who did this. It was you who did this. It was you who did this. And then there's this thing that I love. Like there's a recalling of like how good the Lord is. He just spends time talking about how good the Lord is. And then the way this ends by saying, hey, don't forget your covenant.
Yeah.
Don't forget your promise that you made to us. I like, there's not, I don't think I ever have the thought in my head out loud, like consciously, like, has God forgotten his covenant with us? I don't know that I've had that thought, but it did something to me to see where somewhere in the scripture, someone points him towards it,
yeah.
I guess, like just to say like, hey, don't forget this.
Yeah.
And like, there's a thing in me that's like, this has been a long year. I'm like ready for you more than ever to come back. Just like fulfill that. Let's just do that. You know, like fulfill that part of the covenant to me, like that you are going to come back and you're going to bring us all home. Like I'm just like, oh, like I know you haven't forgotten it. I haven't thought that. I haven't forgot, you know, like I haven't thought the idea that God has like forgotten that part of the plan with us. Like at this point, just like the psalm is saying, like, look at all the things you have done and that you've promised that you've done. Like, look at our scripture and like all these promises that you made that you completely fulfilled. Like, I don't have a thing in me that's like, hey, you're going to forget or like you have moved away from your covenant.
Yeah.
But it was really cool to read where someone said like, hey, don't forget it. I have like this weird thought about it. Just like, it was cool to see where someone said like, don't forget about this. Don't forget the promise that you made to us. Like, and I think in this specific instance, we're looking at a case where things are going pretty awry for the Israelites. Like, it sounds pretty rough. Like, right. People are burning in the places that we worship you in. Like, right. Hey, don't forget that we're your people. Don't forget that. That makes sense to me. Yeah. Right now, I just feel like dry. I feel like I'm just tired. I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm ready for this season to be over with. And I think my prayer right now is like, let's just get on with this. Let's just get on with this. Like, just come back and bring us on home with you. And like, in the meantime, if it's not that time yet, just end this dang virus, please. That's how I feel right now. I have like a lot of emotion built up in it right now.
Well, there's some cool things that, well, number one, I'm right there with you on the end it thing. I mean, and I think it's so interesting that, like I said before, that just that it has this verse in there of none of us knows how long this will be.
Yeah.
You know, but to take yourself from the place of here's what's going on, here's what's difficult, but it was you who did this, and it was you who did this, and it was you who did this. That is a skill that the people of God need right now. Like, it's a thing that we, and so I've been really, like just kind of personally, I think during a lot of 2020, I was just kind of down and coping in a lot of ways of like, I just got to make it through kind of deal. And one of the things that just went by the wayside in my life was like getting good, like keeping a level or gaining levels in like the instruments that I can play. And I was just like, just coping. And, and lately I'm feeling more energy for that, more energy for some creativity, more energy for playing. And like the thing that I'm realizing is like, if I will put a few minutes into this instrument, I will gain ground. Mm. And like, and I will see a result. And I think there's something about practicing that concept of like, yes, this is hard. We don't know where it looks like there might be some light at the end of the tunnel. We don't know when it's going to be, that kind of thing. But like, I am going to practice this idea of saying, but God brings salvation. And by the way, Lord, it was you that brought these friends into my life. It was you that gave us a beautiful spring last year. It was you that made brilliant scientists who developed a vaccine. It was you that gave us a way to continue to worship together in a safe way in the park. It was you, you know, and just like practicing that thing and getting good at it, I think is such a key element to fighting off the downness of this time.
Mm. Yeah, it's cool. There's like crocus are about to bloom if they haven't started blooming a bunch of places, which is like one of the first flowers that comes up in the spring. And they're beautiful. You know, they're like, some are purple, some are yellow, some are white. If you drive by the Manhattan Place apartments, you know what I'm talking about, over by Walmart, there's one under this giant oak tree, there's thousands of them.
Yeah.
And the ground just, just turns purple.
Yeah.
And I think about like what those feel like after a long cold winter, just like boom, one pops up and it's like, well, there's a ray of light. Oh, there's a ray of light. And I like what you just said, cause there are rays of light all throughout the past year where it feels like that was clearly the Lord doing this or that was, and I have like neglected that part of my faith for a little while, I think, to say like, hey, thank you for this in the middle of this. Thank you for this. Like, this is a clear place where you showed up and I've just missed it.
That's something you got to get reps in.
Yeah.
You get better at it as you do it.
Right.
That's cool. So I want to look at Matthew chapter 26. And one thing that's really interesting is the thoughts that we've had this morning kind of converge in one cool word.
Okay.
But I want to look at the moment in the Last Supper where Jesus gives them communion, and which like
Read this in John. Well, I just read the communion bit.
Yeah. So a couple of things about this that are interesting. One is, that the Judas thing happens right before this. Mm. And as far as I can tell, you know, Judas is there when they take communion, which is very confusing to me, but like,
it's so weird.
But Jesus tells the guys that somebody's going to betray him. And, they're all asking, is it me? And it made everybody sad. And, you know, I'm thinking about this, just kind of this evening meal. They have low lights. They're using oil lamps. It's just a dark room and everybody's super duper sad. And then Judas is like, he says in Matthew, surely you don't mean me, Rabbi. And Jesus answers, you have said so. And it's just like, oh, this is so sad. It's just so sad. And then it says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body. And then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant. And there's the word. Because you know, you were pointing out in Psalm 74 that he was saying, hey, don't forget your covenant. Like, remember your promise, the promise that you made, the deal that you made, that we're going to be your people and you're going to take care of us.
Right.
And Jesus is like, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from the fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And then they sung a hymn and they went out to the Mount of Olives. So many cool things that I want to point out in this. And I guess my encouragement for everybody listening to this is take a second and get yourself in that room. Like, imagine it. Imagine that dark room. Imagine everybody being so sad and then like feeling like this is the end. And then Jesus takes another piece of bread. We're in the middle of dinner. Everybody's already eating. And he takes a piece of bread and he breaks it. And then he starts giving them this moment, this communion moment. And then, the wine of the covenant. And it's like, this is for the forgiveness of sins. This is my body broken for you. This is forgiveness of sins. This is my blood poured out for you. And now we have this. And then they sang together. And so a couple of things about this that are just so rich to me. One is just that the thing that Jesus gives to remember what he was going to do on the cross, specifically, that's what this little ceremony is for remembering what he was going to do for them and for us, that it is so physical, that bread has smell and wine has a smell and then it has a taste. And then you put it in your mouth and you chew the bread and you drink the wine. And I think I was probably in college one time when Tom was preaching about communion and said this thing of like, what if you're supposed to remember the death of Jesus with every meal you eat? Like, what if every time you chew food, you think about his body broken for you? What if every time you take, like when I take my next sip of this coffee, whenever you take the mic in a minute, like that I remember that Jesus poured out his blood for me, because it's such a tactile, it's such a sense experience. Like, you smell it, you taste it, you feel it inside your mouth as you swallow it, goes down your throat. It's like, it's just so physical, you know? And then they sang, and it's something that like, I love taking communion with the church, like being in a church, like being at church with people and us having that silent moment where there's no music happening. And, you know, Tom will say, let's take together. And then all you hear is, I'm going to get emotional. Like, you hear people chewing and it's weird to have like a room full of people with them chewing. I mean, now if we do it, it'll be a park full of people chewing, but it'll be silent. There'll be birds and wind and chewing. And it's just, I think it's so cool that he has given us something so physical to do. Remember me. And I guess my thought on this is like, I just want to think about the covenant, the deal. Mm-hmm. I want to think about it all day today. Yeah. I just want to think about the fact that I've been purchased and I want it to do things in me. I want it to make me more generous and I want it to make me more gentle. And I want it to make me aware of people who do, like, One of the things I was thinking about when you were talking about Psalm 74 is just people who have it so much worse than me. Mm. Like, yes, it's been a hard year for me, but like, it's been a much harder year for people who like aren't eligible for the stimulus checks.
Right.
And what are they doing?
Right.
You know? And like, and yet they have things that they're saying, Lord, it was you who did this. It was you who did that.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, but I just want to, it's like every time I eat and drink something today, I want to think about it. Mm. And I think it's so cool that the thing he gave us was not a poem to recite, not a song to sing, but like literally food. Yeah. It has a smell. It has a taste. You chew it. You break it down. You take it inside you, and then it nourishes you.
Yeah. There's so many things about this specific scene in the Gospels that I'm always jealous of, you know, like, because smell and taste are like big deals for me. It's so weird. Like, yeah. If you know me and you know me well, you know that I have like a weird thing where I smell things a lot. I like, it's just weird. It's just weird. Like, it's a weird, one of the weirdest things about me. Like,
when your old roommate Devin like filmed you like messing with y'all's Christmas tree and then smelling your fingers.
Yeah, it's so weird. And like, that's one of the more embarrassing videos of my life. But just kidding, yeah. It doesn't embarrass me. But it's, I just have like a jealousy with what these guys felt for the rest of their life whenever they had a glass of wine and a piece of bread.
Yeah.
And you know, like, there's also a thing too where like in the book of John, this is right after Jesus has been anointed.
Yeah.
You know, at Bethany. And there's a thing too where I'm like, what did he smell like in the middle of this? You know, like, what did his, he had, yeah, a very expensive perfume on his body. You know, it's like, mm-hmm, he smelled up until the day he was on the cross, I would imagine, you know? Yeah. And I, for some reason I'm sitting here jealous about it. I'm like, I'm hearing your words and I'm like, wait, why? I need not get jealous anymore about this. Like, every bite of food, every smell, you know, I'm just like, wait, yeah, what if that triggered me? You know, what if that triggered, yeah, an emotional response? What if that triggered my reaction to become like one of gratitude and thankfulness and remembrance and reflection on the covenant he made and like what this night led up to and what he left us with? You know, it's cool that you're saying this because it's helping me rethink how I think about this scene. I was reading it in John this morning, like I said, and I just had a moment where I thought like, what is everyone's emotions in this? Mm. What are all the disciples thinking? What are they all feeling?
Yeah.
You know, cause there is a moment of like, okay, someone in here is going to betray me. And I just like, wait, what went through everyone's mind? And obviously in Matthew, you get the moment of like, yeah, surely it's not me. Surely it's not me. Surely it's not me. You know, you just picture it, especially when you think about, is it Bach's Passion?
Yeah, dude, you're on the same way. Yeah. I'm thinking of, yeah, in Bach and the St. Matthew Passion.
Was it I? Is it I? Was it I? Yeah, just like bouncing around.
Yeah, they do 11.
Yeah. So, anyways, I had that moment this morning. I was just like, wait, what is everyone's emotions in this? What is everyone thinking? What is everyone feeling? And I can't really know that for sure. Like, I can't know if there was panic. I can't know if there was nervousness, excitement, because you get the feeling that like, because they miss it somehow, they miss, because they start questioning like, what's Judas gonna do? What, it like, this must be something to do with like, you know, he's the keeper of the money, he's gonna go do this thing, yada, yada. It's like, wait, yeah, no, Jesus clearly just said what was gonna happen. Something obscured what you were feeling there, you know, what you saw there. And I think it's probably there, like a lot of it I think is, you know, whatever. But I think part of it is like, they probably had so many emotions going that they just missed what was going on.
Sure.
I do know like what my emotions and feelings can be coming out of this. And like, one of them is, what if I was filled with gratitude and thoughts more about Jesus with stuff like this? And I'm grateful that you're pointing that out, man. I think that's really cool.
Like, I'm probably going to eat a Jersey Mike's sandwich today.
Sounds really good.
The All-American Club.
Ooh.
And they'll ask me, do you want it Mike's way? And I'll be like, no, because yeah, I do not like mayonnaise. But like, it's like, I don't even know if you're supposed to, because you take communion with the church. That's, mm-hmm, communion is a rite. It's a ritual that we do in the body of Christ, you know? But like, I want to take a bite of that sandwich and I want to remember, like, the covenant was sealed by him giving his life for me. And yeah. I want to think about it. And I want it to make me gentler. And I want it to make me quieter and more kind, but also more exuberant for, you know, more sensitive to beauty, more excited about chances to love people or whatever. I want to remember all day, you know? And, that's cool. And I think it's sweet that he gave us a direct passage to remembering what he did for us in something that we do several times a day.
Right.
Or if you're my son, you literally are eating Goldfish crackers all day long.
Yeah.
There's never a moment where you're more than 2 feet away from a container with Goldfish crackers.
Yeah. Flavor blasted.
Just with every little Goldfish cracker, like, shoot. It was for me. It was for me. It was everything for me. I can calm down. I can be kind. I can give. I can give. You know. Mm. Anyway, that's cool. That was my thought.
I like that thought.
Yeah, I'm.
I thought you were gonna say I'm Lee, but you. I'm.
Yeah, I'm just. When I come back to the Lord's Supper in the scriptures, I occasionally have this thought of like, I'm gonna do this. Mm-hmm. And my hope is that by the time I'm like 60 or something, that like, it's something I don't have to remind myself of. It's just something I do with every bite of food
I
take.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. It's been a good one.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
I am Lee.
Yeah. And I'm Thomas.
And this has been H&ME.
Ostensibly it has been. Yeah. Right.